From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Madsen, providing twice-weekly service to Alaska's Emerald Isle.
Yes, it's that time of year again. It's time for the Alaska Sport Fishing Survey. A select number of lucky licensees will receive an invitation to fill out a form. A form that will help shape the sport fisheries of the future. But what is it? And why should you fill it out if you get one? Here's Jonathan Kirsch with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The Statewide Harvest Survey, it's an annual sport fishing survey. It's been implemented by Department of Fish and Game every year since 1977, though in various forms it's remained essentially unchanged since 2011. So the survey itself is a household survey. We randomly select roughly 47,000 individual participants for the survey from our sport fish licensing database. And each participant is asked to provide the effort, catch, and harvest information for each member of their household combined. And so the reason we do the household survey, two reasons. One, it allows us to capture our younger anglers, so those that are less than 18 years old, that are not required to purchase a license, so they wouldn't be in our licensing database. And it also basically allows us to expand our reach. So if say our average household size is roughly say 2 to 3 individuals. So with every survey that we send out, we essentially cover the data associated with 2 or 3 folks. So, you know, we double or triple our reach for every individual survey. So that's the reason why it's a household survey rather than an individual survey. The surveys themselves, they ask participants, first, how many members of their household fished during the survey year, and then essentially to record the individual locations that members of their household fished, as well as how much effort, so think number of days fished at each location. Also, we ask participants to record the number of each fish species that members of their household caught and harvested from each of the fishing locations.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Well, how good is your response compared to how many you send out?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So response rates are sort of the linchpin of our data quality, if you will. Speaking for the survey industry in general, response rates have been kind of declining precipitously for decades, which really isn't any different with the Statewide Harvest Survey. We've seen, probably about maybe 2% decline in response rates year over year. But that said, we're still seeing about, let's see, in 2020, which is the most recent survey that we've gotten through and analyzed, we had about a 34% response rate, which is actually quite high in the survey industry, and fortunately it's still sufficient for us to achieve our statewide estimate precision goals. So we're pretty happy about that. I guess if I had to emphasize a single thing here, it would be to encourage folks to go ahead and fill out and return your surveys. And at the end of the day, the higher our response rates, the higher our accuracy and precision of our estimates, and that leads to better management decisions and more accurate information for the public use. You know, I'd say that our survey booklet here is, you know, 10, 12 pages long, but it's split into both freshwater and saltwater sections, as well as guided, non-guided, and specific sections for high-use fisheries like the Kenai, for example. So the average sport fishing household really it's probably 2 or maybe 3 pages would be needed in the survey to summarize your household's annual fishing effort. So you're looking at maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Obviously, our higher effort anglers out there may take a bit longer than that, but that's kind of an average, I would think. And then also, even if no one in your household fished during the survey year, so in this case 2021, that's as valid of data as anything else. I think on page 3, it gives you the option to select the number of members of your household that fished. If you could basically just zero those out and let us know that no one fished, or write it in the comments, that's fantastic. That all contributes to our ability to calibrate our estimates. Each of our surveys packets comes with a postage paid return envelope that's pre-addressed and everything. So hopefully that'll make it a bit easier.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907-747-3287.
Are there any incentives to respond, or do you just rely on people's desire to positively affect the process?
Right. Yeah, so that's another good question. So the topic of response incentives, that's been kind of debated in the survey industry for a while now as well. Implementing some type of response incentive, so think like by returning the survey, I'll be entered into a raffle to win an all-expenses-paid trip for, you know, whatever. There's some studies out there that show that can result in a nominal increase in response rates, which, you know, at face value is good, right? I mean, higher response rates, more accurate results. But there's also data out there that shows that incorporating response incentives can also result in a decrease in data quality. So think like someone who would otherwise not respond to the survey is encouraged to respond primarily because they're interested in getting into the raffle. So, you know, they may give the survey kind of a cursory glance, you know, put down a few numbers here and there that, you know, may or may not be terribly accurate. So it can be a give and take. But, you know, the fact that statewide harvest survey is still seeing a fairly high response rate, certainly high enough to maintain our precision goals, and the fact that the accuracy of our data is so important to maintain for, you know, management purposes, that years back it was determined that we would not be implementing response incentives.
Well, I was going to ask that. How do you use the information do you gather with your survey? Is it important for the management process? And is there a level at which your statistical validity falls to a level where you can't use the data?
We're collecting the data that we need to generate estimates of total participation, so think days fished, for various individual sport fishing locations across the state, as well as estimates of how many total fish of each species were caught and kept from each location. These estimates are used for a multitude of purposes by many different entities. So thinking here with Department of Fish and Game, statewide harvest survey data is used by our area management staff for both long-term and in-season sport fishery management, as well as to evaluate the effects of prior management actions. For example, if, you know, during the fishing season or a certain, you know, area management group identifies that, you know, through their, say, weir data, for example, that they've exceeded their escapement goals for a certain species, they may make the in-season management decision to open use of bait or liberalize harvests or extend the season or something like that. And so with the statewide harvest survey data, they're able to retrospectively look back the following year when our data comes out and determine what the likely impacts of those management decisions were. It's also used to contribute to international fisheries management. So, for example, the International Pacific Halibut Commission, our data is used by them for some of their discussions and management actions as well. And then also for fulfilling various requirements associated with our transboundary Pacific Salmon Agreements that we have with Canada. some of our larger rivers in Southeast that originate in Canada flow through Alaska before entering the Pacific Ocean. We've got management agreements in place with Canada that guides harvest and various management aspects. So our data is used to fulfill some of those requirements. Our data is also online and available for the public. So on the Fish and Game website, the public can access our query tool that essentially allows them to search out the information that is of interest to them for whatever purpose, informing their next fishing trip or whatever. So they can query by geographic extents up to and including individual fishing locations, by species, you know, by year or range of years. So that information is all available to the public to help inform when and where and what they fish for. In terms of some of the management actions that would be taken based upon statewide harvest survey data, specifically, which is a sport fish data set, Department of Fish and Game run two main sport fish hatcheries. So, you know, Ruth Burnett sport fish hatchery up in Fairbanks and William Jack Hernandez sport fish hatchery down here on Ship Creek in Anchorage. They each stock easily a couple hundred lakes across the state. So the area management staff, along with our hatchery staff, will use statewide harvest survey data to identify trends in use at these various put-and-take fisheries, as well as, you know, what's being caught and harvested. And they'll use that to develop stocking plans and management actions associated with those lakes. It's also used from a wild perspective by our area management staff. They'll look at long-term trends in effort and harvest, specifically at certain wild fisheries, in conjunction with a multitude of other data sets. Statewide harvest survey is just one, but, you know, depending on what area you're talking about, you've also got weir data, aerial surveys, foot surveys, in some cases creel samples, and even offshore test fisheries. So in terms of in-season management, all of those data sets are kind of used together to make the most informed management decisions they can make. Our data is used a lot in the Board of Fish process, which plays probably an outsized role in the decisions associated with allocation between sport and commercial and personal use. So after we produce our annual estimates, we'll get pinged by our area management staff all over the state looking for specific tailored summaries of our data relative to the topics that they're going to be discussing at the Board of Fish cycle that year. And so our statewide harvest survey data is used heavily in the Board of Fish decision-making process for, you know, regulatory and allocative type decisions. You know, I'd also like to just note, as people are starting to receive these surveys, you know, there'll be a number of waves of surveys that go out over the next few months. By all means, if there's any questions on how to fill them out or how the data is analyzed or used, please just give us a call. Our direct line is included with every survey that goes out. You'll either get a member of my staff or me directly, and we'll get your questions answered.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund in recognition of the fishing industry, which provides over 58,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
Thanks this week to fisheries statistician Jonathan Kirsch